In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel reading, we heard that Jesus came to the other side. Christ entered a place that held evil. There, he encountered two demoniacs, two who were possessed, two who had surrendered to evil. They were so ferocious that no one would pass near them. They lived in the tombs, a place of the dead. Why the tombs? And why weren't they welcoming of Christ? Christ, who could provide them salvation. Were they holding on to evil or wicked practices? They were indeed concerned as to what was to happen to them. Because we heard them say, "What have you to do with us? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" The demoniacs, through their own free will, had chosen a life contrary to the teachings of Christ. And because of that, they knew that one day would come, a day when they would suffer the consequences of their actions. The demoniacs had the opportunity to be saved. But instead of begging Christ to do so, what do? They beg him to cast them into a herd of swine. They could have easily been saved, but they didn't. They didn't want to. We have to ask ourselves, are there swine in our lives? Those or that which we have chosen to be a part of, which could very well jeopardize our salvation. The demoniacs could have asked to be returned to Christ's flock. How desperate they must have been, disregarding the forgiveness of Christ. We should all pray that we never get to that point, a point where, because of what we have chosen to do, we prefer that Christ stay away from us. We should all pray that we never choose the herd of swine over Christ's flock. Because, as you just heard, the entire herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and perished. And if that wasn't enough, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and they begged him to leave. I recall during my days as a peace officer arriving at a location that someone had called for help. We could usually tell who wanted the help and who didn't want us there. Those that were being harmed wanted to be saved. They were the ones glad to see us. On the other hand, those that were doing the harm, they did not want us there. They wanted to be left alone. Left alone to continue doing what they wanted to do. The last thing they wanted was to suffer the consequences of their wrongdoings. What I find interesting today is that nothing has changed. When out in public, there are some who welcome the presence of a Christian even a member of clergy. They ask for a blessing. Some even bless you. And then there are others who greet you, if they even do that at all, with, "What do you want?" Those are the ones who prefer to be left alone. Left alone to continue living the lifestyle they have chosen. And the last thing they want is to be reminded of the consequences of living a life contrary to the teachings of Christ. Those belonging to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. They live by the Spirit. Thus, they also walk by the Spirit. Those are the words we heard in today's epistle reading. Living out a life in Christ, walking by the Spirit, sharing the fruit of the Spirit, meaning we reflect Christ's love, His joy, His patience, His kindness, His goodness. We also heard this morning that if a man is overtaken in any trespass, we who are spiritual, meaning each and every one of us, not just clergy, should restore him or her in a spirit of gentleness. And, as we heard in the gospel reading, that may not happen. Even so, it doesn't mean that we give up. St. John Chrysostom wrote that we are in the midst of the snares of the world. He wrote that in the 4th century, and it applies today as well. And that we should always have reverence for God and attend to the manner of our life. He went on to write that there are those that have lived among us whose manner of life was profitable and useful for us to take note. Take note so as to enrich our souls. One of those individuals we commemorate today, our venerable and God-bearing father, Athanasios, builder of the great Lavra, the oldest monastery on Mount Athos. Saint Athanasios undertook to assist all that were weak and sick, physically and spiritually. He guided them in what was needed for the healing of soul and body. He instructed all that this is what God sought from them, seeks from us: to treat others kindly, with soul-saving words, guiding them to repentance. Amen.